His Chick Hunt stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a sunny day today, high 80 to 85. Sun, some clouds tomorrow, lower 80s. On Thursday, partly sunny with late thunderstorms, mid-70s. And Friday, showers and partly sunny, a temp around 80. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, the Fireman's Ball drew a record crowd in Kent. Townspeople responded to the invitation to support the Kent Volunteer Fire Department and support the community on Saturday evening for the Fireman's Ball that was brought back after a two-year hiatus. Organizers said there were over 300 people in attendance at the party that included a full roast beef dinner, appetizers, and dessert. There were many organizations and businesses that were thanked for their contributions, including Davis IGA that donated all the roast beef. One of McAndrew's goals was to bring people back together after enduring the pandemic. The Fireman's Ball has long been an opportunity to reconnect with people on a warm summer evening. This year also provided, as people gathered under the large tent erected next to the firehouse. Each of the tables had signs with a street name from a town instead of numbers this year to reinforce the members in the grand march through the tent and then lined up in the crowd. The department recognized and honored past Fire Chief Bob Bauer, who joined the department in 1951, and Leslie Connery, who was the first female member to join in 1977, and a longtime EMT and former ambulance chief. Veteran Forest Manager is preparing the next wave of environmentalists in Falls Village in Norfolk. Jody Bronson came to the Great Mountain Forest as an intern in 1976 before he began his long career as Forest Manager at the setting filled with trees, lakes, wildlife, and peacefulness. This will be his last summer of shepherding young interns who came after him as he steps down from his full-time position to work part-time as Forest Manager Emeritus at the site and teach forestry at the White Memorial in Litchfield. Bronson has been a mentor to legions of young people, many whom followed to a path of forestry and the environment. This summer, he was joined by Matt Gallagher, who will be taking the role of overseeing the interns as part of his duties as Director of Programs and Operations. Together, they're working with three this season: Caleb May of Salisbury, a rising sophomore at the University of Vermont, majoring in wildlife and fisheries biology; Rebecca Yarnes of New Hartford, who's pursuing an associate degree in natural resources at Northwestern Connecticut Community College; and Ryan Clark of Poquet, New York, who just graduated from the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry Ranger School with an associate's degree in business, and he'll be going for a bachelor's degree. In Saugerties, the gun show is back on, or is it? At least that's what the operator is planning. Town officials are mulling whether to shut down the event that's become controversial in Saugerties. Last week it was revealed that the gun show scheduled for the Kiwanis Ice Arena for Father's Day weekend was canceled in light of the recent gun violence around the country. That announcement was made in statement from Saugerties Town Supervisor Fred Costello Jr. and David Petronas, president of the new East Coastal Armed Collectors Associates, which runs the gun show. A few days later, Petronas said he still plans to hold the event June 18th to 19th in the hopes of attracting a big crowd and, quote, sticking the liberals in the eye, end quote, with a good show. Town officials are divided on how to handle the show, with potential debate at tomorrow night's town board meeting where there could be a vote on canceling the event. Costello, who had supported the cancellation, could not immediately be reached for comment on Monday. Town board members revealed Monday, though, that that dispute may be looming. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra released a statement on Thursday announcing the cancellation of the gun show, which has been held in Saugerties for several times in the past. Quote, taking into consideration the recent events of gun violence, both here in New York and the tragic events in Texas, to continue with this gun show would have been irresponsible and insensitive to all those who recently lost loved ones. That's what Petronas said in a release statement. Well, New York COVID cases have plummeted 19%. The number of high-risk counties shrinks now to 7. The weekly total of COVID-19 cases dropped about 19%. The high-risk counties shrank to 7 from 54 a few weeks ago. New York reported a little over 42,000 new COVID-19 cases the week ending Sunday, down from 52,000 the prior month before. Meanwhile, just 7 of the 62 counties in New York fell into the high-risk category based on COVID-19 case rates and hospital capacity rates, according to the Center for Disease Control. Joseph Weinberg, a member of the Pittsfield High School class of 2022, has won this year's Daniel Pearl Berkshire Scholarship in the amount of $2,000. Weinberg, who started playing double bass his freshman year, said he's been inspired by his own experience in the youth orchestra, such as Massachusetts Music Educators Association All-State Orchestra, where too many of the musicians look just like him. In addition, some black friends have told him they feel like outsiders in the classical world. Classical music does often appear to be elitist, he says. Falls Village has a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is tonight at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow, the Village of Millington has a bicycle rodeo and safety clinic sponsored by the Millington Police Department in partnership with the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and New York State Police. That'll happen tomorrow from 4:30 till 7:30. Activities for all ages at the Weebatuck Elementary School on Haight Road in Amenia. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where you'll find a tapas menu, also dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,516.74, the NASDAQ at 10,809.23, and the S&P 500 at 3749.63. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.